Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. We continue to do that just for you. We got videos. We got podcasts. We got articles. We got thousands of pieces of information there that will help you with your small business on every topic under the sun from Alpha to Omega. And all just for you. So check it out. It's all free, by the way. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel. We're talking about customer service. Ed is our business harmony expert, and he's the Skillpreneur Alliance guy. He's the guy who is creating all these different resources for business owners and helping them. And he joins us on the show on a regular basis to share some of those gifts that he has with us. Ed, when I started doing the show, I started talking about getting people to quit saying "have a nice day" and say "thank you." And apparently I'm not doing a very good job, because it seems like things are getting worse, not better. I mean, I've been beating my head against this thank you wall for 15 years or longer, to not say, instead of saying thank you, they say "no problem."
Right.
Which it makes it's like fingernails on a blackboard to me. Or especially when somebody brings you a problem and they say, "Here, I've got a problem," and you say, "Oh, no problem." Well, you know what? There actually is a problem, so don't say "no problem." And then the other thing, but my point though, Ed, is it's gotten worse, because now people who wait on you don't even look at you. They don't even make eye contact, Ed. Please explain this to me. In what parallel, bizarro world is that appropriate?
Well, there's two things I want to talk about. But first, I want to address thank you. So I might be one of the guys that have the hair on the back of your neck stand up, because I'm very much against using the word thank you at this point for a routine.
Now, that's just crazy talk. That's blasphemy.
Hang on. Let me explain to you why.
All right.
Because thank you has lost its appreciation, meaning, you know, you say thank you, it's the rubber stamp. And when you say thank you and you're not saying it authentically, there's a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
What I've taught a lot of my clients to do is, when appropriate, use the word "I appreciate the opportunity to be of service to you or to work with you."
How about this? Thank you for your business.
Again, with authenticity, it's great. I think what the lacking word is, you know, is it authentic?
But Ed, I agree with you, but we can't even get people to say thank you, let alone mean it.
Right. It's crazy.
And they're not even making eye contact. Small business owners, if you don't have enough business, you better find out what your employees are doing when they take money from your customers.
Well, that's really where it comes down to, is the training. You see, you know, it's like when we were coming back from break and you were talking about your website, there is so much valuable information on your site, on my site, on every site that supports small business development. The problem is, the small business owners, for the most part, walk around with a "I got it" attitude. They know what to do. And it's not until they're in deep trouble that they reach for the professional help, and then sometimes it's too late, because their reputation, their image is already tarnished. Think about this. You have a bad encounter, and again, it doesn't have to be bad. I often say that we're dealing with just a small percentage of what has you come back to an establishment versus not.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line is, we can get stuff everywhere. I can sit at my computer and buy
nine
all
ways
day
from
long.
Sunday, exactly, and have it delivered to your door, and the courier guy will say thank you.
Exactly. But when you're in a relationship with an establishment, I go there.
Mm-hmm.
And the question you have to ask is, are business owners taking the time, and we started the call with this, you know, are they taking the time to really see the big picture, embrace being in business? Or really, are they walking around with how the weight of their world on their shoulders,
right,
and it's coming out in how they do business?
Yeah.
You know, I often tell people there's a difference. I'm in business and I'm doing business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing business is much more, it's kind of like enjoyable,
right,
you know, versus I'm in business versus,
right,
I do business. You know, and I think that's where we're falling
short.
Here's a big picture thought,
Ed. Here's a big picture thought, folks. Think about this. Here's my prediction. If you will make sure that every person in your organization makes a sincere and concerted effort to convince their whoever does business with you or whoever comes in and thinks about doing business with you, convinces those people that you are really glad they did that. However you want to say it, whether you say it my way or Ed's way, I don't care. But have a nice day, and no problem is not going to be part of that. I'll give you a hint there. But Ed, I believe that if every interaction ends with that kind of an affirmation, I believe your sales will go up 10% just on that thing alone. What do you think, Ed?
Oh, yeah, without a question. Again, we're not taking the time to do business. We're not taking the time to create a relationship.
Well, Ed, let me ask you a question. What else are they there for? I thought that's what they were there for, right? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick... Ed, give us your website quickly, please.
Check us out at Skillpreneur, SKILLPRENEUR.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 10 till. Here's Barbara Lewis to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.